Do you want somebody to ask you about your name on this program?
You know, I've been at this for a year and no one has ever called me by my name. They always call me this Scott, and they're always mispronouncing it then.
Sorry, Scott C. How
Thank
are you
you.
today?
Thank you. There you go. You're
Awesome.
actually, you know, Mac, you are the first guest has ever actually said that on the program.
That was very nice.
I appreciate it. My heart is warmed now.
I'm glad.
Could be the coffee, but it might be that as well. I don't know.
I tell you, this isn't part of our workshop. Well, maybe it is, but Sarah makes the best cup of coffee. I'm drinking the best coffee.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, yeah. Come to our, you know, give her a coffee maker and then come to our workshop. It'll be great.
It's
Let's
true.
compare notes then on this. What do you do to make it so awesome?
She puts a lot of coffee in it
I
and
do.
not a lot of water.
It's true. I do not follow the directions is basically what I do. My proportions are all anti-directions.
So when we're talking about this, okay, when you do, say, 6 cups, which is equal to 3 cups, as we know, for those who use coffee makers, it's always half, you fill the basket.
Almost, yeah. Like, well, no, actually, more. It's more like half the basket. So I
Okay.
have a little scoopy thing that has the exact measurements for 2 cups. So if I was doing six, I do three heaping 2 cup ones. So really, like 7 cups worth for 6 cups of
I
coffee.
think it's a little more than that.
Probably. It probably is. It's super, super strong.
I have to ask, even though we're not getting, you know, it's not a money thing or anything, but I got to ask what brand you're using too.
Today it's Starbucks.
Okay.
Although I like the Pike Place, or not Pike Place, the Pete's. I like Pete's too, but this one, I don't know. I just was in the mood for something a little stronger, actually.
No, I get it. Sometimes you want, there's certain flavors and certain types.
It's true, and it's been a very packed couple of weeks, so I tried to caffeinate myself and ended up caffeinating Mac in the
As someone who drinks 2, 3 pots a day, I understand where you're coming from.
I must say that if I was drinking Sarah coffee, I probably would not drink more than 1 pot a day.
No, I only drink 1 pot, but it's like double strength. I'm basically drinking espresso, I think. I
So.
am naturally hyper, and so I do not need any further caffeination than I already have.
Totally on your vibe on that one. Everybody thinks I'm, you know, everybody, first question out of my student's mouth in the semester is like, is it the coffee that makes you so wired? I'm like, actually, no. This is all natural.
Scott, you've lost, or you've lost us. That was keeping it real.
For those of you playing at home, so far, this episode has had my first time ever said my name, and now I've killed one of our guests.
But
I think we're done here.
it's true, the coffee brought her back to life.
Then you should start calling it Lazarus Coffee.
Ooh, I should. Trademark.
It raises you up in the morning and then raises you up again later in the day.
Yes, the problem is if you ever want to sleep again, you can't have it too late in the day. It's super strong.
Oh.
I don't know. I love sleeping. Like, I can't imagine that, like, when I die, I won't want a nice nap.
So you're one of those people that actually enjoys having like an 8, 9 hour sleep cycle.
Oh, I never get that, but I would like to have that. Yeah.
I ask because I'm one of those people, if I could sleep less, I would.
Oh, I can't. The problem is, I can't sleep for more than like 5 hours, and then I'm awake and I need my coffee.
That's what I want, though, is I want a 5 hour sleep cycle.
Oh.
Work for public school for 11 years, and you too could have the 5 hour sleep cycle. The little kids generally go super early, so my school day started at 7:10 in the morning, which meant I had to be out the door at like 6:30 in the morning. So, for years and years of leaving the house before the sun even came up, that's my body doesn't reset.
Hey, one semester, I won't say how long ago, I was doing 7:30 to 10:30.
Ugh.
Yeah,
So,
I'll do that.
or 7:30 to 9:30, but technically by the time I got home, it was 10. So,
That's rough. Jeez.
you do it. It's what you gotta do, you know?
Yeah.
No wonder you're 2 pots of coffee a day.
Yeah. do it for the taste, for the sociability.
I like to think that that's why Mac likes my coffee, but I kind of have my doubts. It's the strength that she likes, I think, not the taste. Good.
Well, you can make it at home. Now she just spilled her secrets. She spilled the beans. Ha ha.
It's
give
true.
Me a Peabody Award. I'm good. You know?
That's grounds for a lawsuit. Yes, I could go on for like this for a while, so I need to stop punning.
All right, so Monster Works.
It's going to cream everybody.
Hybrid genres. Wait, is that what it's called? I think so.
I think it is. Yes.
I threw a coffee pun in there and you didn't even notice.
I did. I did. We were excited about it. Oh, man.
So anyway, this, we got the case of the giggles, folks. That's all right, though. It's a Minnesota. We can have a little more goofy fun.